and rain. And it was freezing still. I know when they said once there were so many wild geese. And they were froze their wings that they couldn't fly. And the people went out, they just drove into town in the stockyard. Where they kept the cattle and they couldn't get out. And then they caught them and butchered wild geese.
Yeah, let's. Now, did you have any celebrations out there, like we have the 4th of July in here? Did you have any holidays or celebrations out there?
Just church holidays.
Oh, just the church holidays.
There's no other holiday.
Which holidays were the biggest?
It's Good Friday and Ascension Day. That's the only one I can remember.
Did you say any pieces in church over in Russia for Christmas?
No, the younger kids didn't get to go. There were too many kids.
Oh, that's right.
The kids up to 14. They had to stay home, and the ones from 14 and 15, those were the ones that wore Christmas pieces and sang Christmas songs. And then in the daytime, when they had to stay home, those 14, 15 year, and then all the little ones, there to go to see the Christmas tree. And they had a big one. Oh, they had a big Christmas. They had long sticks when they lit the candles. To lit the top candles, there was four men there standing on guard for fire, you know. They were equipped with everything when it started to burn. But they always had the candles out so far that they wouldn't come in.
Well, how did the men prevent it? Did they have water?
And what?
Did the men have water pails then?
I don't know.
No, if they were guarding for fire, did they have pails of water?
I don't know what they had. They had that was too far, you know. I don't know. They probably had a pump which they could spray.
Did you celebrate when you came into the United States? Did you celebrate other holidays like the 4th of July then, right away?
Yeah, I was on the street the first 4th of July. And I celebrated the first 4th of July until I was 4 years old. It was a much bigger town than today.
When you were how old?
Well, I came in when I was 8 and a half, and they celebrated 9 years old.
Oh, that was your first one then, 1909. What were those early 4th of July's like?
Just like later, horse race, foot race, ring shooting for money, and throwing objects down. For a price, and he buys some balls, 4 balls, 10 cents, and then you had some objects. You get teddy bears and horses and stuff.
Did they have any rides then, or not?
Any what?
Did they have any rides to go on, or didn't they have any?
Lights? You mean lights? No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of lights sometimes.
No, no, did they have rides like the Ferris wheel that goes around?
No. They were not there. I thought you had lights.
And then your dad moved right in that farm where Morris Schleck lives today. He moved right on there.
Yeah, he started to build. There was not one building that we built everything.
See, now, that land was sold to your dad. Who sold it and how much?
I guess it cost $16 an acre. And it was Mike Rambone and Sam Cloud and Adam Einslinger, them three. They were the salesmen. They agreed that that down payment was their profit.
Because that's a lot of money to pay for land at that time.
Fred Schwinger said that was our neighbor, Bachelor. He had that land too to sell. He would have sold that land to my dad for $9 an acre. And them three fat cats charged my dad $16, see?
I'm sure they sold it for the railroad. Because the railroad owned all of that land.
Well, the railroad was there already when we got here.
Yeah, and I'm sure the railroad owned that land, I suppose.
They had plans out late for a railroad from Streeter to Steele. And that railroad was on the road map several times. But now we haven't even got a railroad to Gackle.
No.
I still don't believe that railroad and that line didn't pay because there were so many towns and everybody shipped. But when the trucks came, then there was so much shipped by trucks because they could not furnish enough cars. When they furnished three cars, they were loaded in 3 days. We even had a loading equipment for the farmers with the horses. That was Pete Hansen and Wes Schweigert. They loaded a load of barley and wheat all by themselves, hauled it in with their horses, and then there goes a bridge up, and on top it was level, and then the car was spotted, and they pushed it in, and the car. In 3 days, they loaded the car. And a deep agent built it out, sent it.
Well, that's just like they did the same thing, like in the early days, they had stockyards. I still remember that stockyard and Streeter. Do you know who started that stockyard?
Yeah, they had to load cattle. And they were all sent to Minneapolis.
Who started that stockyard?
I think the Redwood Company built that.
Oh, they built that?
Because it's their business. They loaded the cars. I remember when they sold it. Everybody south from town bought it, and that was Redwood Companies.
Oh, I bet it was. It was right along the railroad track.
There was grips in to feed your cattle, and there was shelter to get under for rain or something. And everything was made so strong, not even a man could come out when he couldn't crawl up on the site.
Yeah. Yeah, that's everything's going. There isn't much left.
I guess there is no more stockyards. Not around here.
Well, we got a stockyard in Sisseton, and that's where the people go now. There's a stockyard, but that's just a sales ring.
Oh.
It's really not a stockyard. We have an old stockyard over here by the railroad, but now the guy made a house out of the building where they sold the cattle in. We do have one here in town. Did you drive your cattle into town then and sold them to Minneapolis too?
Well, my dad always sold it to a cattle buyer. And they loaded it. They had to sell it to a cattle buyer because you could load, but you'd have to have a car load. You wouldn't get no car. And if you want a half car, you'd have to pay for a full car. That was so expensive. That was cattle buyer plenty.
Were the cattle buyers honest?
You can take it either way. There was honest cattle buyer and dishonest. The biggest cattle buyer was a grocery store. They were the biggest cattle buyer.
Why?
They sold the groceries on time to the farmer. And then when spring was here, they asked for the money. The groceries. Well, they ain't got enough value of cattle here. Give me that steer, two steers or so. And then what could they do? And those cattle, they gained fast. There was good pasture those days. And then, see, them dumb grocery people, they had all the gain in that cattle. They had all the gain. See? And they charged them interest for that money, what they had bought on time. And then they took the steer, even that money, you know, that what he had for Andrews, that was subtracted from the steel. And then you pay as much as you think the steel is worth. I know my dad was so disgusted once that he thought he was going to keep them two steers and what grows on them. Then he could make a profit. And then the Jew said, well, then give me the money. See? Oh no, groceries. They were all crooked. And Telegraph had a big stockyard down somewhere. And you could use that stockyard if you pinch some farmer with his cattle. If you drove him in the stockyard, then they'd get locked in. And then you had to pay before you could get them out.
You say all the grocery stores were crooked then, or a lot of them were?
Well, we had two Jews grocery stores, and they were all the same.
Who were the Jews grocery stores?
The Jews?
Yeah.
One was Schlesinger and Pink, and the other one was Silverman Brothers.
Silverman?
Well, my dad, oh, they thought a lot of the Silverman Brothers. But now you take this out for yourself. When he asked for the money and he hasn't got it, and then he'd take cattle on it, young stuff, no old cows, young stuff. And then they weigh it, well, so much it weighs. In the springtime, most cattle were light because it was not sufficient fat. And then they got them real cheap. And when they come with the green pasture, one thing was just blown up. That's where they made the most money. I knew my folks, they had as high as $200 grocery bill charged during the winter. They had no trouble charging it. But then when the paying come,
Was that the only business that did that?
That was?
Was that the only business that did that?
The Jews?
No, it took cattle and trade for the paying the bill.
The grocery store, yeah.
That was the only business that did that?
I think most of the business did that, but the grocery store, that was the main thing that did that. See, they take cattle and when it's not enough for the cattle, then they said, we'll discharge that again, see?
What do you think of Jews?
I truly is a natural born crook.
Why do you say that?
Because they are.
What have they done so that you think that?
A Jew can steal without you knowing it.
Any Jew, then, you wouldn't trust any Jew?
You couldn't. They did big business. Our Jews did not allow them.
Did you have a lot of Jews in Russia, too?
Out there?
Yeah.
But all Jews were business people.
They're all the business people.
There was no true farmer, cream buyer, grocery store, drugstore.
So they were the ones who had all the money. Did the Russians like the Jews?
I don't know. They had a Jewish leader, Trotsky. And they cut him very crooked. And the Russian police watched him. And the Trotsky started moving. And he was a Jew. And Mrs. Schlesinger in town said he was her cousin. Trotsky, and he wanted to move to Germany. The Germans wouldn't take him. And then he come to the United States at Rush. The United States didn't want him. And then he thought he'll go far, far away, that the Russians won't fight him. Then he went to Mexico at Trotsky. And he had a place rented in Mexico, allowed him to stay. It didn't take long. He got shot in the bed. He was laying in the bed and the Russians shot him dead. And then his wife was so scared and she cried and thought she was next, but they didn't shoot her. They just shot him. Just think, from Russia out, clear down to Mexico, the Russian police tracked him up, and he must have been very crooked.
Yeah, that's different. That's funny how the Jews always got into these little towns and made the money.
The Lord said, "You will get pushed from one country to another." Because they crucified our Lord. And they will have no home. Your home will be taken away from you. And now there's the 44th, they give him a little Jewish state again to settle there. But they were without a state all during these years. And that's what the Lord told him. You would be kicked from one nation to another, and it was true. Nobody wanted them. Now they have a little loose place, now they're going to ask.
Do you think that the country should have given them a country where they can all live?
Well, that was up to this. They had so much fight because I don't remember anymore. What country was beside him, they took most of that country to make that Jewish state. Arabian, I guess.
Egypt.
And to make the Jewish state. And then now they got a little Jewish land, but that's not just to store the criminals.
But the United States helps them out a lot, so the United States gives them a lot of oil and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, they had to have some help.
Yeah.
But we killed 6 million.
Yeah. See, I don't think anybody in the world likes the Jews. The Russia don't, and Hitler didn't. So it's a lot of,
Because the only reason a Jew always wanted to be a leader. See, the Russian had another general, a high general, and he thought he could handle to run the Russian nation better than Stalin. And there was one little leak came out before Stalin. And then the Stalin was the leader. He had a right to call any general in his office and talk to him. And he called that Chu Berio was his name, Berio. And he called him once, and you never heard of him. You didn't hear what happened, and you didn't hear what happened to him. He disappeared. And he had a leak that he would like to run the nation. And then he thought he'd get a lot of supports and everything. Well, if he would have get in, then the Jews would have been in good shape. They would be all over, all first thing. And the Russians, the way they run them now, I think it's a good nation now. We can get along with them and they do business with anybody.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about Germany today? Do you think that's pretty good, East and West Germany getting together?
I couldn't say nothing because I don't know anything of that.
Oh. What do you feel about young people today?
The young people I know was there always have been tough young kids, and they're still that way. On gangs, fights, and stuff like that. We had in our town, we're all German, there were gang fights.
There were? In Russia?
In our Dorf, in our town. They got together and they were fighting. And they wouldn't even know they wanted to be the big man or the biggest one or something like that. And they fought real rough sometimes. There was a lot of fights going on in our Friedenstown. From the young, the gang.
Well, what did the parents do about it?
They couldn't do nothing. If their kids won, that didn't mean nothing, and if they lost, they couldn't do nothing about it.
Oh.
I believe it was most of girls. When somebody took his girl away, then they were going to fight that guy, and then he got help, and that other guy got help, and then they fought one of themselves. I seen that before I knew too much. It was right in our street. There was a guy come running down the hill, two guys, chasing that guy. And he ran in their home, and they had one of those big dogs, chain dogs, they called it. And he quick untied that and came out and kind of stopped that guy. And then that guy thought that a chain dog, they need to run back to his gang. See? He could have run after him, and he could have catch him with a run, but he was a bigger guy. And I saw that, see? It was a gang fight.
Hmm.
on that home that been quite safe. There was two of them. There was two boys come running down, and one big guy went after him. And then it was their house, and he went in there quick and unsnapped the dog, but he left him on the chain, otherwise he would have tore him up.
Oh. Yeah, that's a...
He's afraid it's not over. He's still like a young kid. Weren't any better than...
What are some of the unusual things that happened when you settled in Streeter? Do you remember any unusual things that happened?